It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast.
Rich Keith.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Rabble Von Dabble. He is promo code Ron Von D. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
This is fucking great, man. Yes. You know what I mean? We're on the precipice of a new month.
Yes,
it's the end of Movember, and tonight is the last night of Movember. We're just having a ball. We're having a fucking ball.
The last night of Movember, which means it's also the last night before Hashtag Dorkmas.
Dorkmas is coming up.
Just around the corner, we as a shared Gooniverse are going to give you the top 25 Christmas movies. That is going to be a dork episode where we reveal all 25. That's going to come out a couple weeks from now. So get ready for that. Stay tuned for that. We're going to do it right in the heart of Dorkmas too. Rather than, don't do it at the end because then you're like, oh shit, I wanted to watch all these and then the season's over. You're not going to do it at the beginning because we're not going to blow our load early, Ryan. We've all learned our lesson.
So we've all learned our lesson there. Yeah.
We're all going to do it in the middle. But it is a special night here. If you are listening to us live, know that immediately following this podcast, jump on over to Davey's Twitch page, twitch.tv/rvonD, and Davey's going to put on a fucking concert.
Oh, I'm going to try. I was telling you right before we started, man. You've seen me do this before several times.
Yes.
And I have never experienced the type of high in playing sports and like doing any like than playing music in front of people, but leading up to it, I always like psych myself out.
You're going to love it, Ryan. We're going to love it. The people are going to love it. And if you are listening to this on the next day, can I assume we can go onto the Twitch page and there'll be videos and clips and stuff?
Hopefully? Yeah, there'll be videos. And the other thing too, I think it might be the time, Rich, for us to jump ship on Twitch and go just to YouTube, just straight YouTube, everything.
Yeah, you might be right.
I think it might be the time. Twitch has been good to us, but
yeah,
with the all like the copyright stuff that they're nailing people with, like I might get another one of those. I might get whacked with another one of those things pretty soon. Right.
So subscribe to our YouTube channel then, youtube.com/dorkpodcast. We stream these episodes on Monday nights. Maybe we'll be adding some of Davey's video game stuff here as well, and we'll throw some other hodgepodge here as well. So that's going. Oh, by the way, put my fucking Christmas tree up already, and I feel great about it. Oh,
you want to hear something crazy? What the wife did?
Yes.
I got fucking two Christmas trees.
Two?
Two.
You must have a mansion.
Well, no, I have. So we inherited like a really good fake Christmas tree.
Okay.
From friends of ours who like, they wanted to go real.
Yeah.
Whatever. My sister's wife. So my sister-in-law.
Yep.
Her parents own a Christmas tree farm.
Really?
So we get a free Christmas tree delivered every single year.
Dude, that is nothing.
That's nice, right?
I just dropped like 75 clams on one.
Yeah, we get free Christmas tree every year. It's awesome. So now we have two trees.
That's really nice.
Couple two, three trees.
Round back here. That is really fun, Ryan. I like
nice.
That.
Yeah.
That's real nice.
All about Christmas in the Davey household.
Good. I'm pro Christmas as well.
And whatever holiday you celebrate.
Whatever makes you happy,
what you
want to
do. Yeah.
You know, fuck what it is. As long as you're having a good time, staying loose out there.
And now with it, Krampus, you getting a sacrifice to Krampus or something?
I'm in on Krampus.
Mm-hmm.
Not a great movie, but I like Toni Collette and Adam Scott a lot.
Wasn't bad. I didn't mind Krampus.
Okay.
I kind of liked it.
You liked Krampus.
I did.
Maybe we'll talk about it in a couple of weeks.
Let's talk about it.
In a couple of weeks, not right now.
Right now.
We're not going to, I don't want to talk. I'm not prepared to talk about
Let's
it
go.
Right now. I Krampus. Don't want to do that.
All right.
I want to talk about something else. The news.
This week in Dork.
Yeah! Ryan, episode 5, season 2 of The Mandalorian.
Holy shit.
Spoiler free here. One of the best things I have seen in a long time.
Oh, and just a year that's just full of shit. A year that can take a shit.
Yep. Take the biggest shit, 2020.
Episode 5 of season 2, chapter 13, I believe, of The Mandalorian is probably the single best episode of TV I've seen in the last 5 years.
And that is not hyperbole, Ryan. There's been some good episodes of The Boys, Barry, Watchmen, etc., even The Mandalorian, but this was far and away the best Mandalorian episode and one of the best things I've seen in a while. If we have time, we will do more of a spoiler full thing at the end of it. you've probably already seen it because it just everything jumps online. Woo! But holy smoke, start to finish, soup to nuts. This was an episode for me. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Three episodes left of The Mandalorian. Then we will do a standalone on all of season two. Curious to see where they go from here, because there's going to be an inevitable letdown following this episode. But I wonder how they kind of swerve it, where they go from here to sort of make people on board, you know?
Well, if they follow the formula they did last season, I think the best episode of last season was the final episode.
Mm-hmm.
So if they follow that formula, I think we're going to be okay here. I think everybody's going to come to the same place.
Yes.
At some point.
Yes.
And you're going to get a big surprise in the last two episodes.
I like a surprise. You know me. Mm-hmm. I like a surprise.
Yeah, you do.
Couple of TV related news is here, Ryan.
Hit me.
Two shows came to an end.
Yeah.
The Undoing on HBO is a 6-episode little miniseries with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant. Finale was last night. Not great.
Saw that. I didn't watch.
Okay. Did your wife watch any of it?
She bailed. She watched a lot of it and then
I thought it was a good whodunit. I was caught up in the whodunit. I didn't know whodunit. We all made guesses on whodunit, things like that. But then episode 6 just kind of rushed to a conclusion and then was kind of like, really? Like, it was one of those for me. So
like, oh, that's your big payoff right there. Okay, cool.
So I did not love The Undoing. Speaking of not great television, although The Undoing overall was good. I would say it was good. Not great. Fargo season 4 wrapped up last night. I'm still 2 episodes behind because this thing has been an absolute slog.
No, slog. I'm out. Yeah. I've been out for a while. I might binge it if I get nothing. If there's nothing else to watch.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I watched the first 3 episodes. It's a hard
binge. It's a really hard binge because it's slow as shit.
Oh my God.
Brutal. And then it doesn't even leave you like, I feel like there are some shows that can be kind of slow, but if the last 5 minutes are really compelling and a little bit of a cliffhanger, that's the most bingeable shit. It's like Ozark. Like right. Ozark, you're like, next one.
Right.
But Fargo, you're just like, okay, good. It's over. Good. Good. It's over.
I've had it.
Good.
Done with it. Yeah.
The inspiration for the topic du jour, Ryan, about canceled television shows, turns out Utopia, which listeners told us to watch. You watched it first. Then you told me to watch it. So I watched it. I liked it. It was an Amazon Prime show. Really about like a pandemic, kind of rough timing here for
comic
these guys.
Books and pandemics and whodunits and weird serial killers and
comic books come to life.
And John Cusack. Like,
and John flipping Cusack and Dwight Schrute.
Right.
And that's what you had. And I liked the show. I understand there were flaws to it. It not everybody liked it. The reviews were like really mixed. Like some people thought it was the worst fucking show. Other people liked it like we did.
Yeah.
But speaking of leaving on a cliffhanger, this is what I think is going to be a theme for a lot of the shows that we discussed today. Without spoilers, I would recommend it. Go watch it if you have Prime. But at the end, you're like, okay, I can't wait for season 2. And then I read like 2 days after I watch that, like there right. will be no season 2. And I'm like,
and you're like, they leave you a point where you're like, okay, all right, we're finally going to see what this is all about. And then like, oh yeah, by the way, we're not doing this anymore.
No, I'm not doing it. Now here's the thing. Yep. This was a show, I think 7 years ago, a UK show and maybe even more than 7 years ago. And I think they did do 2 seasons. So I guess I need to track that down. And they also said that it's like a better show. Like they're like, everybody loves that show. So
maybe that's why people were so mixed on it. Cause the UK, I mean, I don't want to be that guy. Like the British version's better, but like
The Office,
I'll definitely check that out.
I'll look for it. I think it's on Prime. So I'll probably watch that. Ryan, the next 3 SNL hosts, give me on a scale of 1 to 6, how much lead's in your pencil for these hosts. Okay.
Okay.
Jason Bateman.
4.
Yeah, I might go 5. I like Bateman.
Yeah.
But okay, this is your game. Timothy Chalamet.
2. He strikes me as the least funny person on the planet.
But sometimes those could surprise you, right?
Yeah.
Timothée Chalamet. They'll do it. They'll definitely do a skit on his how to say his name.
Yes.
That's for sure going to happen.
That's his monologue. His whole monologue right there. Yeah.
Or does he do questions from the audience? I feel like he's got that. They haven't done that old.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah.
And then Kristen Wiig.
6.
Yeah, Kristen Wiig's gonna be awesome.
Kristen Wiig's awesome, and the musical guest I think with her is really good too. I forget who it is.
Why don't you just tell me the name of the musical guest?
No, I forget who it is, but it's
Tenacious D.
I wish
Bjork.
Someone like that.
Bryan Adams. Avril Lavigne.
Dua Lipa.
Oh, okay.
Dua Lipa's the shit.
All right,
I said it. Soft on the eyes and
okay.
A great pop singer.
I am mad at
Fantastic
you.
Pop singer.
I like pop.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, we normally at this point of the episode do Rossi's horrible take of the week. You got anything? I believe it or
I got
not.
Nothing.
I think Rossi made it through clean this week.
I think he did. I think he unscathed. There was nothing really
egregious.
Polarized.
Now, no. I also, truth be told, I haven't had a chance to finish the most recent episode. Rossi and Billy D, of course, from the Pop Culture Pile Driver, part of the Dork Shared Gooniverse, they did a holiday dessert tier list with Emerson Lazia from Nessun.
Sure.
Good dude. And so they were just like ranking like, you know, cookies and brownies and stuff like that. So I think he made it through kind of clean.
That's kind of a safe topic.
Yeah.
I think.
He said, thank Quinn in the chat saying, Rossi said the peanut butter cookie is the best holiday dessert. All right. Not a great take.
That's not a great. Okay. That's not a great take. Well, okay. So Fryer, right, Fryer said Billy had a rough take. What was Billy's take?
All right. While Fryer types in what his is, I'll play
this. This is This Week in Horrible Rossi Takes.
All right. And apparently, according to Fryer, Billy hates peanut butter cookies with Hershey Kisses at the center. It's not a horrible take.
That's not a horrible. I mean, it's
Fryer,
some people,
on,
it's
man.
Too sweet. It's too sweet.
And it's it's hard to bite into that. And you end up always ripping the Hershey Kiss off.
I always take it off and eat it first.
For Christ's sake.
So then it's just a peanut butter cookie. That's not a terrible take.
Not a bad take. But
if someone said that like fruitcake was their favorite thing, that would be like, you're a fucking animal.
You're an asshole. You're an animal. You're an
not like you're an animal. Like you're no you're like you're a beast.
Absolutely. Savage.
Yeah.
Actually, peanut butter cookie being the best dessert is kind of fucking stupid.
That's
kind
of dumb. Like of all the desserts in the world, like you have these gourmet desserts like tiramisu,
yeah,
or like a good creme brulee, and you're gonna, or like a figgy pudding, and you're gonna go
a figgy pudding,
peanut butter fucking cookie.
No,
that's kind of outrageous.
Oh, speaking of great desserts, we ran a poll at Dork Podcast on Twitter. What is your favorite pie? We ran this on Thanksgiving. It was very topical.
Yep.
And we had four choices. Pumpkin, pecan, hare, and apple. And with 35.1% of the vote, our listeners' favorite pie is hare pie.
Hare pie. So you're going to sit there and tell me that 35% of our audience.
Super close. Apple was right there.
Apple's right there.
33.6%, but yep. By a hair, it was hare pie. I was actually surprised around that pumpkin finished fourth. I actually like a pumpkin pie.
I don't like pumpkin. You know why? Pumpkin's a liar. And I'll tell you why.
Fuck.
There is no such thing as pumpkin flavor.
What do you mean? You're never eating
fucking cinnamon. It's cinnamon and vanilla. Yeah. Pumpkin doesn't taste like that. It's like the lie of red velvet. Like red velvet isn't a flavor. It's just chocolate cake dyed red.
I think you're kind of shitting on pumpkin though, unnecessarily.
Pumpkin.
I like pumpkin flavored things. Pumpkin spice and everything nice.
You like cinnamon and vanilla and like nutmeg. Like that's what you like. You don't like pumpkin.
Now that you mention it, I do like all those things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what pumpkin is.
Yeah, I like
pumpkin.
Nutmeg.
Pumpkin flavor is a lie.
All right. Well,
you're a person who loves conspiracies. That's my conspiracy.
All right. Well, I don't care. I guess that it doesn't really affect me that much. I mean, I like a pumpkin roll. I like
a pumpkin coffee.
Pumpkin cheesecake, as Fryer says in the chat. That's a good one.
But again, there's no pumpkin in that. It's just dyed orange and has cinnamon in it.
Well, pumpkins are orange.
And real key lime pie is white, you savages.
Do you see that Scream 5 teaser that was going around the internet?
No.
Somebody cut a pumpkin with a sword.
Oh, I did see that.
Did you see that?
I did see that, yep.
So apparently the new Scream movie is going to be a guy on a deck wearing the Scream mask in sweatpants.
An unshoveled deck cutting pumpkin.
He sliced it smooth off, though. Smooth off.
Pumpkins.
All right, let's get to the next thing. Let's get to the next thing he said.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, Ryan, we know it's the holiday season. What do you have for
and
us?
And loop-de-loop. Well, first of all, the Davey's Video Game Minute is brought to you by our friends at Wild Bill Soda. Get you some. It's the holiday season. They got some great sales going on. Oh, Cyber God. Monday, small business. Was it small business? Sunday? Was that? Saturday. All right. Anyway, make sure they've got some good deals going on right now. And use the promo code Ron Von D. Get you some Wild Bill Soda. They're the best.
Great
Check
gift.
Them out.
Great it's gift. Amazing this holiday gift. Season.
These, by the way, these mugs, I think they have a deal right now. They're giving away a free 12-pack of soda if you buy an insulated mug. I, honest to God, I take this mug with me everywhere, and I get compliments on it all the time.
How long does your soda stay cold?
For like hours. And not only that, the coffee stays hot, too. So,
best of both worlds.
So there you go. So get an insulated mug from Wild Bill's. Use the promo code Ron Von D. Over $60 will get you free shipping, too.
Oh, my God.
So check them out. Go to drinkwildbills.com. Check them out. As far as the Video Game Minute goes, like you said, it's the holiday season right now, so there's not a lot of, other than consoles, there's not a lot of new games coming out. There are a lot of deals right now. For instance,
I love
you can get a 256 gig Oculus 2, which is completely wireless for $399, and a $20 gift card to, I believe it's Newegg?
To Crate and Barrel.
No, it's Newegg is where they're selling it. So like, Oculus 2s are pretty hot right now. But other than that, man, like there's a ton of deals going on. I think you can get The Last of Us 2 is $25. Ghost of Tsushima is $34 right now.
Oof, boy.
There's a bunch of other stuff that's like on sale.
Spider-Man
right now.
Super cheap. If you somehow miss Spider-Man, yep. I saw that super cheap.
And a lot of these games, if you look closely, some of them have the next gen upgrade for free. So like Borderlands right now, I think is like $30. Plus you get the PlayStation 5 or Xbox One Series X 360, whatever the fuck it is. You get that for free too. So make sure you check those out. Make sure you're on top of all these deals. And not to timestamp this, but it is Cyber Monday. So a lot of sweet deals going on right now. So check that out. If you're in the chat right now, check it out.
All right. Very good, Ryan. I like that very much. All right. Are you ready for the topic du jour?
I'm sorry. I've got my mind's other places right now, but.
Well, I'm glad you asked because it's the topic of the day. And today it is the best canceled TV shows. So sort of inspired by Utopia getting the axe before they could finish telling their story. Here's a list of, and we didn't rank them. What we did is we each made a list, and we're just going to kind of ping pong it back and forth. We haven't seen each other's list, so it could be a lot of overlap. I'm assuming there's going to be certainly some overlap. And just shows that didn't, in my opinion, this is how I did it. Shows that even if they ran for a couple of seasons, they didn't get a heads up that they were going to be done. Yeah. And they might have left it where, all right, there's no finale. And like there's a big fan base, myself being included. And we're like, so how does it end? It doesn't end because these guys get kind of the okie doke. And it's a lot of either poor ratings or like it was just the shows cost too much money, or they didn't realize how popular they were till it was too late. And there was like once the DVDs came out or once the shows came out on demand, they're like, oh, wait a minute, there is a following for the show, but we already canceled it. And then it's just over with. So that's how I did my list. How did you do yours? Similar?
Pretty much the same. So it was shows that were a surprise that they got canceled, that were doing really well, that people, at least critically or the audiences, really, really liked these shows. Yeah. And I think the main criteria that you and I both focused on was like, it didn't finish.
Yeah.
Like there are some shows that you knew the end was coming and they had, think of like Friday Night Lights. They had a perfect ending to that show. Soprano, like none of those shows got canceled,
right?
But they were just done, right? So some of these shows ended, and there was a lot of like, what the fuck? Like, how did this show get canceled?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's kind of where I was. And I said, I tried to keep it like under four or five seasons.
Yeah. I originally started with like one or two seasons, but then I realized that there was more on my list that were three or four, but they had the same thing. They had that cliffhanger ending, and you're like, what? Or in some cases, it was like getting even better. Like it really started to get good, and you were like, you couldn't wait for it, and you're like, what, got canceled?
And you think of all these. Sorry, I was gonna say you think of all these shows too that went on too long. that should have.
Oh,
got
that happens all the time. That happens all the time. And there's always a list of shows that get canceled every single year where you're like, yeah, no shit, I'm surprised they even started.
Right.
But then there's a list like this that I think I have a list of 10, but we'll just kick it back and forth. The one that I'm sure is on your list is the one that I think is the most synonymous with, wow, this got canceled way too soon, would be Firefly.
And that's like the
definition.
Whenever someone thinks of this, they're like, all right, so you're talking about Firefly. Like, we are absolutely talking about Firefly.
It's 100% Firefly, which lasted one season on Fox. It was 14 total episodes. And Fox actually announced its cancellation after 11 episodes had aired. So they still had three more to show. And they already knew, like, all right, we're done. And this is Nathan Fillion. It is basically Star Wars. Like it's like a Western in space type of thing.
Yeah, it's basically
not
like
a Western, but it's very Star Wars-y esque.
Yeah, it has Western elements.
Yeah,
you know, and it has a lot of Star Wars elements to it. I mean, Nathan Fillion, in that show,
a little Han Solo,
a lot of Han Solo there.
Yeah, a lot of Han Solo. But they created this world that's really good, and they created a bunch of very likable characters. And actually, I think I want to say, this is like a throwback episode, but I believe me and Opie the Poet, old school listeners of the Dork Podcast might remember, but we did a Firefly Serenity episode. So what happened was this show became so popular after it went off the air, and so many people came out of the woodwork and they got the DVDs, and there was a huge like cult following for this.
Yep.
And they were like, all right, we didn't really get to finish and tell our story. So they made a movie. And so they made Serenity, same cast, same like everything, added a couple characters or whatever, and then they made a movie, which was a good movie too.
It's a great movie. It's a great sci-fi I don't want to say spaghetti western, but it's like a sci-fi western movie. It's great. And again, I think a lot of what Star Wars has become is due in part to Firefly. Like there is a market there for kind of that crossover stuff that you didn't really see before. Like you were talking sci-fi on TV, you were talking Battlestar Galactica, you were talking Star Trek, you were talking, you know, whatever else. But like this was kind of like a crossover hit. And a lot of shows have taken their cues from Firefly on like how to be, because it was funny. It was well written.
Yeah.
But it also had like great action moments too. So there was a lot of crossover stuff there that was really, really good. And like you said, Serenity, the movie was great, but
very good.
By no pun intended, but the ship had sailed that point, you know,
was it, Marina Baccarin? Is that how you say her name? Who is in Deadpool?
Mm-hmm.
Who is,
and she played the,
very easy on the eyes.
Oh yeah.
She's in this.
Yep.
She was good. She's good.
The next one I want to bring up, and again, a show that critically was off the map at how good it was. And it only lasted for one season in 1999. And that was Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah.
Now you look at the cast of this show.
Crazy.
It's crazy. So you have Jason Segel, James Franco, Busy Phillips, Linda Cardellini, Seth Rogen, Rashida Jones was in a couple episodes.
I think Shia LaBeouf was in a couple.
Shia LaBeouf was in an episode. Yeah. Crazy talented. Martin Starr, who's great. And then John Francis Daly, who reminds me of our pal Sharky.
A little bit
in this show. He went on to write Waiting. He wrote Horrible Bosses. He was in a bunch of other stuff. So
Didn't he write one of the Spider-Man movies?
I think he did. I think he wrote Homecoming.
I think he might have wrote Homecoming.
He was one of the writers in Homecoming.
Bizarre.
So like, he plays Sam Weir. So again, an incredibly talented cast and an awesome show set in the 80s. That was just, it had a lot of heart. It was funny. It was, I think I said Joss Whedon, but Judd Apatow.
He was 100% Judd Apatow. Yeah. And he was still pissed. He's like still pissed to this day that they canceled that show. And so this ran, like you said, for one season, 18 episodes. It was canceled after 12 aired. And I think they had to like plead to get the other ones even released or something like that.
And but again, it kind of ends on a little bit of a cliffhanger.
Right. Oh, and you know, every kind of high school show always, I feel like always goes like 4 years or 3 years. Like you always like at least get the kids to sort of go through. So you had Linda Cardellini and then her younger brother. So like you had all ages of high school represented. So they easily could have done a couple more seasons of the show, like easily. And it's very rewatchable today. Like you could
if
watch
you can it. Find it. And
if
that's
you can
the thing.
Find it.
Yeah.
It was on some channel. What
it was on? It was like, on Netflix.
Oh, was it?
And it was the show I would just put on just to like have noise.
It's good. It's funny as hell.
And it's 18 episodes and they're all an hour long, but they're great episodes.
Yeah.
Awesome episodes. I don't think there's a bad one in the bunch.
I love it. That was on my list too, for sure. That one's good. This one, and here's one, Davey, that I wanted to save, and that would be, and maybe there's still a chance that it could come back, Daredevil. Daredevil, yeah. 3 seasons, 39 total episodes, and I thought the third season was great, and it was really ramping up. It was kind of setting up some other things, like a bigger collision course with other villains and introducing other characters and things like that. I just always loved watching this show. There was so much more they could do with it. And obviously, I always wanted them to sort of expand into the movies. But even if they didn't do that, it's just so well cast. Like, that dude, Charlie Cox, needs to be able to play Daredevil more. Kingpin, Bullseye, like, all the characters, like, Punisher, again, whatever you want to do. And as you know, with the comics, there's a million Daredevil stories to tell.
Right.
And this definitely should have lasted. I mean, 39 episodes is still not bad. Like, that's a decent run. But it deserved a lot more.
It deserved 100. And like you said, the biggest issue I had with this show was it was getting better.
Yeah.
Every season got better. Season one was a knockout. I think season two did a little was a little bit of a step back, but did some real good character development. And season three was awesome.
Loved it.
And it was getting better. Like, whereas the other Marvel shows like Luke Cage and Jessica Jones were just progressively getting worse.
Yeah,
it was continuously getting better.
I feel like Jessica Jones, which season three, that might be our episode next week.
Oh, yeah.
I loved season one of Jessica Jones. Season two, I hated. And then three was fine. Luke Cage was fine, then bad. Iron Fist was bad, then fine. Punisher, I liked. The Defenders
was fine.
It was fine at best.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was more of a mixed bag, but if they just focused on Daredevil, like, that was just such a good show.
And like we said,
everything.
So, December 1, I believe, those rights revert back to Disney.
But can they put this on Disney Plus?
I think so. I mean, they have The Mandalorian. It's no worse than The Mandalorian.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think you forget. We'll go back and watch.
There's a lot of violence.
When the Punisher is in prison and like breaking his way out or whatever.
Oh yeah, and he's like stabbing people in the neck and stuff.
You can't put that on.
Shit.
I don't think you can. Like, they don't, it's funny, like, they don't swear. There's no like real sex.
But you can put it on Hulu. Because I think Disney owns Hulu.
All right. Maybe that's what you have to do.
You could do it. You could put it on Hulu.
Haven't, like, we talked about this a while ago. Like, shouldn't there be like an adult section of Disney Plus?
No.
Yeah, Disney X. That's not what
Disney X.
Do you think? Oh, yeah. See, Joshua gets it. Yeah, we literally just had it at the same time. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think they'll do it. I don't think they'll do it. They're
put a little pin code or something, and, you know, that way your daughters can't jump on there.
Did you hear that shit? If you get like a Disney tattoo and they find out about it, like, they've sued people for getting like Disney tattoos.
Well, I don't want a Disney tattoo. I just want Daredevil like on Disney have. X. XXX. Yeah, Fryer brings up a good point. They're making Deadpool 3.
Technically, Fox is.
Are they making, really?
I think so. I think it's Fox.
No, but Marvel's making it.
Well,
I don't think there is Fox anymore.
Right. So it's all the same. So they're not going to put the Disney name on it, is what I'm saying.
Is Deadpool going to be on Disney Plus at any point?
No. All right. Deadpools are now on Hulu.
Oh.
So there's your answer right there. So maybe
Daredevil goes to Hulu. You know what? Then. This son of a bitch. That's what would make me get Hulu.
Yeah.
That's what would do it if they got Daredevil and Punisher.
Right. I think they have a deal right now. If you buy Hulu, it's like Hulu Prime or something, like Hulu Plus or something.
Hulu Max.
You get Spotify Premium. So there's that.
What am I going to do with that?
Listen to music commercial free like I do. It's the shit.
I'm all set.
Any music you want. You never download another song ever again.
I listen to myself. I don't need it.
And Power Man 5000 CDs.
P-Man, how much is the new P-Man 5K? Is that coming out?
All right, so it's back to me now?
Yeah.
Let's see. I had Freaks and Geeks, and then the other one I wanted to... American Vandal.
Yeah, American Vandal.
American Vandal was 2 seasons, 2 pretty good seasons. We had Who Drew the Dicks.
Who did the dicks?
And who was that? What do they call it? The shitter or something like that? I forget. Yeah. Someone was like shitting stuff.
Yeah, right.
There was a lot of poop stuff.
There was most. It was A lot of poop stuff.
Trace Leches and putting, you know, poisoning stuff. What was it called?
Those are good.
These
shows,
were great. Though. They were great, and the kids in it were really, really funny.
Yeah. I could do another. That'd be a good standalone episode. Actually, I could rewatch American Vandal. It's funny.
American Vandal. Who drew the dicks?
Well, that's because Netflix just axed all these shows.
And some of them they should have. Like I'm thinking of a show like that show was actually really good and really funny. I really enjoyed that show. And then there was like, did you see the OA?
No.
People, that was supposed to be like the next big thing. It was the most laugh out loud, fucking ridiculous, bad show I've ever seen. And people were like convincing me that it was good. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
No, I'm not watching that.
But what American if I told you can control the future, Richard, through interpretive dance?
Well, I'm listening. I could do some moves if you want me to do some
moves. Oh my God. And that's what they call them, the movements, and there's nine of them. And it's the most ridiculous thing watching nine people in a room do these movements.
Yeah.
You would laugh. It's laugh out loud bad.
My buddy took interpretive dance in college.
No fucking way. Who did that?
Bales. Yeah, Bales did.
Took an interpretive dance class.
Bales took like some kind of dance class, and he did like a few moves. It was pretty good. He had like a whole bunch of like a whole thing he would do. It wasn't bad. I think he got a good grade in it. I'll do another Netflix show just because we're piling on Netflix right now. But this is one that we've mentioned a few times recently on the podcast because it was recently canceled. Mindhunter. I loved Mindhunter.
It's good. It's seasons, a good show.
Two seasons, 19 episodes. But what really pisses me off about this one is it wasn't like episode two just ended and it was like kind of self-contained and there was no future story, but they were teasing the BTK killer throughout that season. And this season takes place, I believe, what was it, the early 80s? The BTK killer isn't arrested till decades later. And so you're like, all right, well, you're not setting him up, I don't think, unless there's going to be some kind of payoff down the road. And there just wasn't. Like, because they were doing like a time jump, right? Where they would show him and then they'd jump back and forth and all this other stuff. And you're like, cool. Like, are we going to get to that? And no. And they just pulled the plug. It was like, I liked that show a lot. And so that's thanks.
And this is, so my next one is a bit of a personal pick. HBO's Rome. Now and the only reason I bring that up is because it's the same problem as Mindhunter, where this show, it came out, I think while The Sopranos was out. So The Sopranos was like the biggest drama. Like it was the biggest thing ever.
Oh yeah.
And Rome comes out and the guy who was the historical consultant for Rome came to my college and spoke to us. And it was one of the coolest things to get to talk to him about the show and like before it came out and like all that stuff. And then to see that era of Rome, which is my favorite era, like the end of the Republic and the start of the Empire, where you have like the end of season one is Julius Caesar getting assassinated. And then the second season is the Civil War with Augustus and Octavian, where that was going to go. And then what happened was they built, like basically rebuilt the city of Rome as it would have looked back then at the turn of the century.
Yep.
And it was too expensive. Like the HBO basically is like, we can't afford to do this show anymore because the sets alone.
Too much.
We're so expensive.
Yeah.
But it was a really fucking well-made show. Mm. It nailed. I use it in class. There's a lot of nudity and a lot of violence, so I have to pick my spots.
Yeah.
But I use it as teaching in Rome. Like one of the first things, one of the first things they show. Mike's daughter is Octavia. She plays Caesar's daughter or Caesar's niece.
Yeah. So Terry in the chat says Carrie Condon, who's in Rome, is Mike's. Daughter-in-law in Better Call Saul. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So she's Octavian's sister. So
okay, cool.
Caesar's technically adopted kids, but it's a phenomenal show. The first season is excellent. If historically, like it's one of the shows where I'm gonna say it.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
As a classicist, does a really good job. A really good job of what Rome would have looked like back then.
Nice. All right.
So there's that.
I like that very much. How about this one, Ryan? This one's more. I'm gonna say this for my sister would probably have this high on her list.
I know what you're gonna say.
My So-Called Life.
And this blows me away.
Yeah.
Because looking at these shows, I was doing a little bit of research.
Sure, right? as you would do. We're prepared
as I do.
Podcast hosts. That's all we can.
I am floored that this was only one season because people talked about this show for years.
Oh, it had a huge cultural impact. I mean, huge. It is one of the most popular shows of the 90s, and it ran for all of one season. It was 19 episodes. Don't tell me what it was, but it ended on a cliffhanger, and they thought they were getting more episodes. They didn't. Claire Danes was the star of the show.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, I think at this time, was probably the same age as Claire Danes. I think she dyed her hair the same color as her. She had like that exact flannel coat or whatever jacket thing that she had.
Yeah.
She like was this girl from My So-Called Life, which everybody would know. Everybody from like our mm-hmm. age range and older would know this show. And yet it ran for one season. And like, I don't know. I wasn't following what the ratings were and shit like that back then. Must not have been great. But it feels like everybody that we knew watched it. So I don't know how that one didn't get picked up for a second season.
So I grew up in a household where basically I was told I could watch whatever I wanted and do whatever. Because like I wasn't going to do anything. But my parents knew that I wasn't going to do anything bad. So I was 13 or I was in junior high. But I was one of my few friends who was actually allowed to like watch this show. And thinking about it now, in the 90s, like the early with like grunge and like, you know, all this like angst and like all this shit, like it really nailed what it was like to be a teenager at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people were like not too cool with it because they dealt with like, you know, homosexuality and they dealt like substance abuse and like mental illness and like all of these things. And it was just such a really like real show that I think it was. Speaking of shows and someone's like way before its time, like if this show was on now.
Oh, yeah. And probably like I never saw. Is it Euphoria? The one with Zendaya?
Like, or I don't think know of like 13 Reasons Why. Like that show fucking sucked for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
And it was like trying to do what My So-Called Life did, but fucking failed at it miserably.
So this show came out and it ran from August of 94 to January of 95. So I was 10, my sister was 14. So like this was
I was 13. So like
this was our life. And so this is just the theme. This is what it says on Wikipedia for those younger than us that don't remember the show. My So-Called Life dealt with major social issues from the mid-90s, including child abuse, homophobia, teenage alcoholism, homelessness, adultery, school violence, censorship, and drug use. And this was an ABC show.
Something happened where like it moved to MTV.
Maybe
I think that's
reruns.
Where I saw it. No, so oh, okay. Yeah. So once it got, and that's why in my mind, this show went on for years.
Yeah.
Because it was on ABC and then it got canned and then they moved it to MTV. And that's where I watched it, was on MTV.
And you remember who the bad boy was?
Oh, yeah.
Jared Leto.
I'll never forget it because every girl in junior high.
Mm-hmm.
I still, Jordan Catalano, like everyone in my junior high school.
Correct.
Every girl that I liked was like so into like Jordan Catalano.
Crazy. It's a good show though. Like it was a good show because like, you know, we had one TV and growing up, I think this was before we got our direct TV. So for the longest time, we only had like four channels in our house. We had like CBS, ABC, NBC, PBS, maybe Fox. Like that's all we had for the longest time. And so this was one of the shows. So if my sister wanted to watch it, it's like, what else am I going to do? Not watch
guess
it?
Guess we're watching it. Yeah.
That's why I've seen every episode of 90210, every episode of My So-Called Life, every episode of Golden Girls. Like, they're on, I'll watch them. And guess what? They're all really good.
They're all really good.
So I'm not mad at that. Back to you.
Back to me. Heroes. Talk to me about Heroes. Because season one of Heroes is excellent, I think. Okay. Have you seen Heroes?
I never watched it.
Season one is excellent. Now, I think what happened, and it's the same thing with season two of Heroes, the same thing with Friday Night Lights, is that happened during the writer's strike.
Oh, yeah. Just
where, like, season two of Friday Night Lights is, I skip it. I don't watch it.
To me, I like the characters so much, but it's just, like, they do some stuff that they wouldn't do, and it's just, like, so out there for some of it.
Like,
but
Landry and Tyra are murderers.
Yeah, they killed a guy.
So
Landry killed a guy.
Yeah. So I think season one of Heroes is fantastic. Season two is a dumpster fire. Mm. And then they tried to fix it with season three. Like it came back like a couple years later, but by that point, like it was too much. It was done. They kind of screwed it. But Heroes season one is so goddamn good. And I would recommend it. If you haven't watched it, you should watch it. It's right. Really, really good.
What's it on now? Is it on Hulu probably?
I think you can find it.
Okay. All right. I'll find Heroes.
It's on NBC. It's on Peacock.
Oh, all right. I can give it a go. Yep. Give it a go. All right. Speaking of NBC, Ryan, A show that I recently watched because it's on Netflix. I finally saw it after all these years. I wanted to see it. Hannibal.
Dude.
Hannibal. I liked Hannibal a lot. It did. It still ran 3 seasons, 39 total episodes, but it had poor ratings. It was always reviewed pretty well, but now I think it's picked up more of a following thanks to streaming and everything else. And it's a good show, and they certainly weren't done. Like, there's more to it. And I know that a couple of the leads, the guy who plays Will Graham and Mads Mikkelsen, who plays Hannibal, like, they're like, yeah, like, if this got picked up, because that's the other thing, is a lot of shows recently have gotten, like, reboots. They've gotten, like, picked back up or whatever. It's saved. And this show would fit the criteria for that. If they picked this up, I think it would be awesome. They do such a good job, like, taking those characters, and I guess it's more closer to the book than I'm familiar with.
Yes, so it's like, more like, was it Red Dragon? So if you watch the movie Red Dragon, I forget whose name's Will.
Will Graham. He's the
Will
main
Graham.
Character.
So he's who was played by Edward Norton. Edward Norton played him kind of straight, like Hugh Laurie.
I know, but the guy who plays Will Graham in the show,
he's married. I think he's married to Claire Danes. But anyway, he
Small world.
Small world. plays that character so well.
Oh, it's awesome. Like, it's awesome. And then it's a good cast. It's a good show. All right, what else you got?
There was a Joss Whedon show. It ended, I don't know how many seasons it went on, but I remember it. And Dollhouse. Did you ever watch Dollhouse?
Oh, that Elijah was Dushku. Elijah Dushku, Watertown. Shout out.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Watertown, Watertown Sportswear. Speaking of Steal It Smooch. I like that show. And it was a bunch of female assassins who would get their identities wiped and then they would give them new ones, if I remember correctly.
Sounds pretty good to me.
And it was a Whedon show, and it was good. And I just remember it. I think it went on for two or three seasons. Right? It was a Fox show, and then it was just gone. Episode, it's a show that, you know,
easy come, easy go.
Easy come, easy go. There it is.
Now, this next one, I know you might scoff at, for a couple of reasons. One, it ran for 107 episodes.
That's like 8 seasons.
But no, it was 5.
All right.
It was 5 seasons, but they didn't get to tell their whole story. And that show is Ghost Whisperer.
Oh, fuck.
Hang on a second.
Get out of here. Just because... I thought you were going to say something else. I thought you were going to say a better show.
Nope. This was a great show. It sounds like someone who's never watched the show is what it sounds like. This show had everything, Ryan. Laughs, cries, boners, whatever you wanted while you watched the show, you would get.
It was boners. I'm into boners.
Angels sent down from heaven to be the star of this show, and she spoke to ghosts. That would be Jennifer Love Hewitt. And I found a quote from JLH after the show got canceled. Would you like to hear this quote?
Please.
Quote, when you've taken people on a journey for so long, the least you can do is give them a goodbye. For a show that was about unfinished business, we didn't get to finish. End quote. What do you think of that?
That's something somebody said.
This show needs a movie. This show was good. Jay Moore had a nice couple of seasons on there. Jamie Kennedy had a couple of good seasons in there. It had something for everybody.
Did it, though?
It did. What are you into? Let me tell you. I bet you there's something in there for you. All right. Next one.
Male nudity. Do you have any male
nudity? Probably. Yeah,
probably.
Do you
have any ding-dongs? Do you have any dangus in there?
Yep.
All right. So I'm up. And this is a show that I actually bought when iTunes was in its infancy. I actually bought the first season of the show. I still own it. If I open up my iTunes right now, I can still watch it. And that show is The Black Donnellys.
Oh.
Now, this show was set in New York, and it was centered around, I think it was 4 or 5 brothers. 4 brothers.
They're brothers. And their brothers.
Jonathan Tucker, who you would recognize, played Tommy Donnelly. Tom Geary, G-U-I-R-Y, who played Scotty Smalls in The Sandlot.
Oh, okay.
Was one of the brothers. And it was the very first time I laid eyes on Olivia Wilde, who played Jenny Riley, who was like Tommy Donnelly's love interest.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I was blown away by Jenny Riley.
Now, in this show. They recently got separated, I believe, her and Jason Sudeikis.
They did.
What's up with that?
There's a chance. I don't know.
I could be wrong on this. I could be somebody else I'm thinking of. I believe they did like the tantric, like 2 hour long sex.
Which is great because seems like, I would last 10 seconds.
Seems like it's much too much.
Like that's yeah, too much. Like that, who that are seems... you? Who are you, Sting? Like cut it out.
Like what is like, I mean, anyway, I feel like it's a lot and I feel like it's a bit showy offy, if you ask me.
Well, here's, have you ever watched this show?
Are you talking? Oh no.
Black Donnelly's. All right. No. The series follows four young Roman Catholic Irish American brothers in New York City's Hell's Kitchen neighborhood and their involvement with a petty and organized crime Set in the present day, the show draws heavily upon Irish American history and iconic themes. The pilot episode illustrates a clear tension and rivalry between the Irish and Italians. The episodes are narrated by childhood friend Joey Ice Cream, who who the show depicts as an unreliable narrator. So he's like,
Joey Ice Cream.
They call him Joey Ice. It's one of the, but what show can I watch where the Irish and there's the Irish mob and the Italian mob, and the Irish mob is the good guys? You know, other than like Gangs of New York.
What channel was the show on?
It was on NBC.
Oh, okay.
And it was only lasted a season, and it's excellent. Right. If you haven't seen the Black Donnellys, watch the Black Donnellys.
Okay, good one.
Yep.
I have three more.
I have two more, so this is perfect.
One of my favorite shows for a while, at least whilst it was on, and I feel like it's a forgotten about show. You know how much I love Will Forte, who
I knew you were going to bring this up. Okay,
great in MacGruber and great on SNL. He got a chance to do his own show on Fox. It was called The Last Man on Earth. And he, to his credit, got 4 seasons and 67 episodes. I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah.
But
it didn't feel long enough.
And it didn't finish telling the story. It was another one of these that ended on a cliffhanger. And it was funny because he kind of played MacGruber, but also kind of like this newish character. It was like a lot of MacGruber like overtones to it. But it was a good show. They ended up like rounding out a pretty good cast. Spoiler, he's not the last man on Earth. And it was like really, really funny, but then they were like mixing some really serious stuff about what it would be like to live in the apocalypse and to live like this. But there was a huge like curveball at the end, like the last episode that ever aired. And you're like, Arch, what happened? Like, at least tell me what happened. Yeah. And so that's why there's a double whammy. It was a good show and you were just like left confused as shit.
One show that is now I'm looking through the list of 2020 canceled shows.
Yeah.
Castle Rock. After 2 seasons.
I didn't see it.
It was good.
Okay.
Like it takes place. It's basically the entire Stephen King universe is like pulled together.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I know what it's about.
So
yeah.
Season two, it was I forget her name.
Claire
Janice Ian. No, Janice Ian from Mean Girls. Lizzie Kaplan.
I love Lizzie Kaplan.
She played the chick from Misery.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And it's like her kind of like origin story.
Oh, awesome.
But Bill Skarsgård, who plays Pennywise, is in the first season. And he's like this weird, like you don't know who he is kind of guy. Annie Noakes, is that her name? Annie Noakes?
Yes.
Yeah, so Castle Rock.
Go on.
Yeah, definitely check that out if you guys haven't seen that.
All right, this one like kind of counts. Well, it counts for a time and then it actually got picked up. So I don't know if you included it or not, but Arrested Development. When it got canceled, and it never regained that steam. So Arrested Development aired on Fox. Of course, Jason Bateman, great cast, like on down the line, Will Arnett. It ran for 3 seasons, got canceled. Everybody loved it. They were like, what the fuck? It's hilarious. It's legit one of the 10 funniest shows I think I've ever seen. And then Netflix picked it up. They brought it back, and it just, to me, wasn't ever as good. The first 3 seasons are where it's at, though, on that show. Like
the first
so
3 seasons,
so funny.
Oh, so good. And the way they do, I feel like they figured out a way to have inside jokes with the audience.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Which was like, which is a really, really cool thing. And it was it Ron Howard?
Yep.
Executive produced that show.
Yep.
And I think this is where somebody said when watching Arrested Development, I forget who it was. It might've actually been Will Arnett talking about Jason Bateman, where they were like, he's the best at things happening to him.
Yes, 100%. And it's so true. Like just Jason Bateman in any scene, the scene is better because he reacts to, and the characters in that show are so crazy. And
they're ridiculous.
So over the top.
Yeah.
Like both of his brothers, his sister, his parents are all nuts. Then you got his son is played by Michael Cera, who's really good in it.
Yeah.
Drip. All the side characters that come, first of all, David Cross is next level funny in it. like the never nude.
He's
so good. But then when you bring in all these other side characters, like the Martin Short and Henry Winkler and what the fuck's the guy that played Apollo Creed?
Carl Weathers.
So good. So I love it. Love the show.
It's an all time. The first three seasons of that show are all timers.
100%.
And this one, it just got canceled. It was one season on Hulu. High Fidelity, starring Zoe Kravitz. So it's funny because I love that movie and I love the Nicole. I love the book. I read the book, saw the movie. Actually, reverse that. I saw the movie, then read the book. Both of them are excellent. The John Cusack, Jack Black. But it's funny because one of the women who Jack Black has relations with in the High Fidelity movie is Lisa Bonet, who is Zoe Kravitz's mother.
Now they
flipped it. So like Zoe Kravitz is the lead in the show. It's a great show and a great movie and even a great book for anybody who's a fan of music and considers themselves like a real music snob. It's just a show for like that. And I think the issue was it's just for such a small group of people.
Yeah.
Who really like the movie, really like the book, and it just didn't have the audience it should have had.
Right.
Or it deserves. There's an audience out there. People would have loved this show if more people watched it, but I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't watch everything, right?
Ryan, you can't watch everything. That's sort of the sad reality of it all. Last one I have for you is Goo is not the only fan of this show in the Dork Shared Universe.
Don't.
Alf. Bro.
Oh, Alf. Shit. I thought you were going to say Stella.
No, come on. Alf. I got his bobblehead behind me. I had his poster on my wall in high school. Love me some Alf. It did make it 102 episodes, which is a serious run. I think any show that hits the 100 mark, that's a good sign of a show. But it was four seasons, and it left on a cliffhanger. And then they tried to wrap it up with a movie called Project Alf, and that wasn't great. So, but a funny, ridiculous show that ran on NBC for 4 years, and an absolute classic.
And here's a show that would have made this list had it not been for Disney Plus. But how about Star Wars Rebels? We'll end on our Star Wars Clone Wars.
Clone Wars.
Clone Wars was nowhere.
Yeah, good point.
It did six seasons and it ended, and everyone was like, "What the fuck?" Like, you didn't finish.
Six seasons and it did. Wasn't it on two or three different networks?
Yeah.
And then Disney played. Yeah, good point. Clone Wars
was a canceled show that finally got its due.
And there's some really good stuff in there.
And I would argue that the last season is the best season. So
might be.
Thank you, Dave Filoni.
Thank you very much, Dave Filoni. So any others? That's a good list.
That's a lot of lists. If you guys haven't seen any of those shows, they're definitely. Oh my God. Looking at this right now. What? By the way, did you know the show Superstore? Oh, sorry. Supernatural. Supernatural was on for 15 seasons.
Oh, it's still on, I think.
It's ending this year.
Oh, yeah.
15 seasons.
It's on the CW. Carved out a fucking huge following. When those guys show up at the Comic Cons, it is banged out.
Yeah.
People love Supernatural. One of the best parts of Man vs. Snake, which was an episode, it's a documentary. Me and Davey did an episode on it a while ago, was the guy playing Man vs. Snake, which is an arcade game that you literally have to play for 24 hours straight. In his house when he was playing it, he had like the box set of Alf. Remember, he had like every VHS tape of every season of Alf.
And he loved Alf.
Which
loves the Bad Boys.
I love it.
I don't care for how he treats his host family.
No.
That's from
so good.
The bowling. Dead Eyes Dempsey. His wife was really an elf. I don't care how he treats his host family. She loves her Bad Boys. What can I say?
That was a great elf reference there.
That was a great elf reference.
All right, let's go to the next portion of the program.
Pick of the bomb.
All right, Ryan, would you like to kick, receive, defer, or defend a goal?
I am going to receive. I'm going to take the ball, Richard.
Okay,
because we have done this. I'm looking at this just on WEEI. We have done this for 216 episodes, right?
Right.
I have never been more excited to give you a pick of the pod than I am right now.
Woo!
Hold the goddamn phone. There is a show on Netflix called Death by Magic that you have to fucking watch now, like right now.
Death by Magic?
So this guy, he's a British magician. This guy's an alien. And so his whole show is he does these tricks that magicians died doing. And he does his own take on them. But before he does them, he does like David Blaine type magic, like for people.
Oh my God. Why haven't I seen this?
It just came out this week. It's outrageous. My wife and I watched this. I think there's 8 episodes. We watched 5, like right out of the shoot. They're so good. And the magic in it is amazing.
Well, maybe that will be our episode next week because I am going to sneak my balls into it.
I need you to watch Death by Magic and fucking tell me about it because you are going to love it.
I'm going to
absolutely love it.
I'm going to lose my mind.
Yep. I've never been more excited. I cannot. 6 out of 6.
Like, Death by Magic. All right. I'm in. You need to watch it. You sold me. You already sold me. That doesn't sound like a jeans pick to me. That sounds like a winner. Ryan, speaking of Dave Filoni, my pick of the pod, I have not watched all of them yet, but we as a collective were late to the game on Clone Wars.
Yes.
It was a daunting task, but we went through and watched all of Clone Wars, which is a million episodes. So I was like a little hesitant to dip my toes into Star Wars Rebels, which takes place after episode 3 and like much closer to episode 4. And it is like the look of it, it looks a little bit more kid friendly. And I was like, I don't really know. And they're introducing some more new characters. So I'm like, I don't really know. But because of The Mandalorian and sort of Filoni writing and directing this last episode, which is awesome. Oh, by the way, we're not going to have time to do a whole lot on episode 5 from season 2 of The Mandalorian.
Time out. Look what Joshua Clark just said at the bottom of the chat.
Joshua, you get us. Joshua just into the chat. The Great Apple Stand Caper was another one canceled too soon.
I am embarrassed. I haven't thought about that until he said it.
Gotta watch that again. If you don't know what that is, watch it. Give it a bang.
The Apple Stand Caper.
The Apple Stand Caper.
That was 1992.
That was
1992.
That wasn't us.
You can do a lot of stuff with computers these days.
I gotta watch that.
That was 2 years ago.
I love that show. Actually, the show wasn't great. The Apple Stand Caper. It was in Seth Rogen's comedy for charity, or I forget what the name of it was.
Hilarity for Charity. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's good. I love those guys. Chair and Itty.
You can do a lot of stuff with the computers these days.
that definitely wasn't us. We wouldn't do anything like that. We would never do that. Seth Rogen. We love you, Seth Rogen. You're the man, Seth Rogen. Everything you're about to see is because of you. Thank you so much for our opportunity. This is everything you're about to see is because of Seth Rogen. Yeah, we love you, Seth Rogen. But anyway.
Oh, fuck. I'm
good
dying.
Call. I've been trying to watch as much Star Wars Rebels as possible.
Yeah,
and so
sorry.
I saw a couple episodes from season 1. I watched the first 2 and last 2 from season 2. And now my plan is to watch all of 3 and all of 4. I've heard all of 4 is the best. But this show deals with Darth Vader, Darth Maul, Thrawn, and Ahsoka Tano are all in the show.
And she's older, right?
Is she older? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah, because it's closer to episode 4.
Because Vader's in play now, so she's...
Vader's in the house. Mm-hmm. So have you seen any of the show?
I saw the first season, and I was like, okay. It was a little... And from what people told us, like, it's kiddie to start, and then they kind of find its way.
So that's the only reason why I'm like, I'm not going to watch every single episode. And because even with Clone Wars, as good as Clone Wars were, there was a few episodes that were kind of like, I probably didn't need to waste 25 minutes doing this. But the first 2 and last 2 from episode 2 or season 2, right? You got to watch, like, because Vader's in them and it's badass.
Check it out.
And then I've watched like 5 or 6 episodes so far from season 3. So I'll finish all 3 and all 4 and then I'll report back. But it has been good. And there's more Thrawn. And because I feel like we might be getting him in The Mandalorian, it's like, all right, I gotta get in on that.
And see, this is why I was so excited about this episode of The Mandalorian. It will kind of end with this, but like how all of this gets thrown together. Now it's all in play.
It's so good. And it's because of Dave Filoni, and he's in charge of it. And so we won't really have a chance right now because Davey is about to perform on his Twitch stream.
Mm-hmm.
But If you want more of our thoughts from episode 5 of season 2, go to the Mac and Goo podcast, and Davey and I and Goo did like a 30-minute all spoiler full breakdown of that episode. And needless to say, we were very, very excited about it.
Very excited. And you can find that on anywhere we stream. So if you go to like the Shared Gooniverse Facebook page, or you go to his YouTube page or whatever, you can find it. So anywhere we are, they are, go look at that.
And so speaking of that, on Facebook, we are the hashtag Dork Shared Gooniverse. So it's Mac and Goo. It is the Pop Culture Pile Drivers, the Change My Mind pod. It is the Furlough Friends. It is Dr. Joe and Shime on Twitch and Davey on Twitch. So head over right now to twitch.tv/rvondi. Davey is going to take your requests, all for good cause. $5 a song, Ry? Is that what we're hearing? $5 a song?
We're doing like a pickle jar thing. So we're doing pickle jar. Yeah, if you give a donation to Movember, I'll try to do it. I'll try to. Because some people are like fucking requesting Celine Dion songs. I can't understand. Do that.
You're going to do the best you can.
Do the best I can.
But head over right now to Davey's Twitch page. Of course, you can rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes and just about everywhere else podcasts are available. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dork Podcast, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/DorkPodcast. Rye, I am going to jump over to your Twitch stream and enjoy some of the sweet tunes of the night.
All right, brother.
But before I sign off, what do they say about wombats?
They get them square buttholes, baby.
The squarest buttholes.